B-Pod Studios.
Hello. It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts what up? Now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano, and we got a double-double last night. Flyers with Anthony Stolarz. Oh, Stoli. Stoli the goalie. I won a gin last night. But my man stoned the Rangers last night.
38, man. You know, 38 saves.
And he made some great saves, like the bell ringers.
Yeah, he was great. He had fantastic performance. A lot of great saves in tight, down low. It was, whoa, man, great stuff.
There was a couple seasons. Like, he got Kreider like four times.
Yeah, he did. Kreider had nightmares about Stoli last night.
Right?
He should drink a bottle.
Yeah. If you went high, Stoli got it. Should have went low. Went low, should have went high.
Yeah.
It was an amazing game because the Flyers score. First of all, I love when it's on like the national, the Flyers on national stage. Yep. The Rangers.
Garden.
So we have both national games with Sixers, Lakers, and Flyers, Rangers. And Flyers score early. Rangers look rusty in the first period. Sure. Rangers dominate over the second, third period. And the Flyers are able to win number five in a row.
Yeah, they make it stand up, which is something that they look like such a vastly different team than they did in the beginning of the year. Now, the goalie bailed them out last night. They got outplayed big time. But they've won five straight. But I'm confused because...
Well,
half the fan base is saying to me when they aren't playing well, when's he going to fix this? I can't watch it. And now that they're winning five games in a row, they're going to screw this up too to get Jack Hughes and get that 18.5% chance.
Let me ask you, because I'm confused by this team too.
Yeah.
But this is why I'm confused. And I think you're in a position to answer this. So I'll speak for the fan base, those people that you're referencing. We want a direction. We want to look into. We've seen this group go high, win 10 in a row, and we've seen them lose 10 in a row.
Yeah, they're.
We've seen this group be manic before.
Yep, that's the way to put it, manic depressive.
So, speaking for those people, mm-hmm. It's all well and good that they won five in a row. The only difference, other than last night, was Carter Hart. We still want a direction. So, you know, again, it's not like you want teams to lose, even though I want Jack Hughes, but we want to make sure that there is a direction that's coming.
Well, you have a new GM. He's got a lot of assets and a lot of things to make big deals and shape the future. And this five-game win streak, if it goes to six, if it goes to seven, it's not going to change his mind that this core doesn't need to be broken up. It needs to be broken up because it's underachieved, and it's been hot and it's been cold, but it's rarely consistent. The one thing they've been consistent at is being inconsistent. So he's going to make those kind of changes, core changes.
And it's interesting because during their inconsistency of being consistent, they come out to be average.
Yeah, that's what it all. That's where it ends up being.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, there was a study about wins and losses.
Yeah.
They're the most average team mm-hmm. in all of team sports across the 14 sports.
Yeah, and it's crazy because at some points they are incredible, and then at other points they're painfully bad. But you're right. The water line, where it ends up, is average to below average. That's where it ends up because of that manic and depressive kind of nature that they have. So, look, I know people for 4 years wanted the Sixers to lose, and I get why. And the NBA is different than the NHL. But to me...
Well, you do see a prize at the end, though. That's where it's the same.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's not as like a slam dunk like that, where one player can affect a team like that, unless there's like a McDavid there. And how's that worked out in Edmonton? They're not going to make the playoffs again.
I know, but what's been around him, right? Like,
yeah, that's
like
the key.
If you added Jack Hughes to this mm-hmm. to this group and you tinker, mm-hmm. you might have something. So that's why, you know, that's why I wanted Jack Hughes to lose for Hughes.
Yeah, and a lot of people do, but you got to. The other thing is, if you're going to suck in the whole second half, and I brought this up to you yesterday, then Nolan Patrick's going to suck in the second half. Carter Hart's going to get lit up and all those things. And you can say, well, they're good players anyway, they'll be fine, but not necessarily. If you can't play well, then I'm questioning Nolan Patrick. I'm going, maybe the kid's not ready.
All I know is I got to get
you want
some
cake
change.
And eat it too.
I do. Well, listen, it's been too long.
I get it.
All right? It's been since 2010.
Yeah.
Well, I bring up the Phillies, and it's too long for the Phillies. At 2011, it's too long for the Flyers.
Totally.
That's it.
Totally agree. Yeah, it's the frustration needs to end. It's like, okay, let's build this thing the right way and start getting back to the playoffs and winning rounds and going on runs.
Because I miss them. I'm going to tell you, last night, as I sat and watched both games with utter enjoyment, I did. I got great enjoyment at both games. The one thing that stood out to me is that how much I miss the Flyers mattering.
Mm.
I miss when they matter.
Yeah. It's a lot more fun when both teams matter in the winter. Because when football ends, you got two things. And then in the spring, you got these playoff runs. Every night, there's something going on.
Yes.
You're going to hockey with shorts on. That's awesome.
Well, it's the best. Yeah. It really is. It's a great time. And then in the nightcap, Sixers all over. Depleted Lakers team.
Well, they jumped on them, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, not only no LeBron, no Kuzma as well. And, listen, that team is a shell that they crushed last night. But it was good to see them bury that team and bury him early, that's the Sixers MO, man. When they had the group back together, the key is, again, with the Sixers key is a bench. Because when it's Ben and Butler and Joe and JJ, that team is good. That team can jump out on teams and put a hurting early on them.
Well, they
Sixers are the best first quarter, and first half team.
Yeah, and they can defend too. They can do it both ends. Joe last night, 30 minutes. He's so efficient. 28 points and 30. It's outrageous.
He's the best. He's just a great, great player. And Brett was allowed to kind of tinker a little bit. He gave the ball to Jimmy.
Yep. Now's the time to do that.
Yeah. I mean, he's trying to figure out where you might be able to do the playoffs. He likes Corey Brewer. And I don't blame him because Corey Brewer can play defense, right? So how do you make minutes for Brewer? You give the ball to Butler.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is if you do that and you like what you see, you can change your rotations and come up with different combinations and not be so freaking predictable in your substitutions.
Right.
If you know certain things can be palatable on the floor and you can have success doing it. But it was great last night to get the doubleheader win. Like that, I'm going, it's rare to get the winter sports doubleheader.
Yeah, and it was two iconic franchises, Rangers and Lakers.
Yeah,
I mean, I look at that Lakers team, and to this day, I still think Showtime Lakers. That Lakers squad. Then you got Kobe, Shaq,
Robert Horry. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the Lakers. Yeah. Right. That's why it's fun. It's always fun to beat the purple and the gold.
Yeah.
So I want to throw this by, and we'll talk about both winner teams and the two iconic franchises that they beat. But the Super Bowl is this week. You said before the show to me, you went, man, don't you feel like the Super Bowl?
I feel like out of touch.
Well, but you know why? Because nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't give a crap.
Like, nobody cares about the Super Bowl here. Like, we don't care. And we care less this year because the Eagles are not in it, because it was only a year ago that we experienced the ultimate. So now, who cares about media day? Who cares about leading up to kickoff? And, we're doing our prop game, but even that feels a little empty.
That's the word. It does. It feels empty. I'm kind of like, I'm just totally underwhelmed right now by it. The whole prospect of the game being Sunday, and I hate that football season's ending officially Sunday night. But, yeah, it feels really empty and thin because last year, was so crazy, and the level of excitement, it was like it gave you like a physiological change last year.
It did.
You know what I mean?
It did, yeah.
And this year, I feel like, whatever. Who cares?
It did.
It's a rat's ass. And the fact that New England's in it again, it's like, ho-hum.
I know. Well, right. You see the face, face on the sidelines. You go, that face again, Belichick.
Yeah, and then McVay, I'm going, whatever. He's like vanilla ice cream.
But ultimately, it's only because of the Eagles. Mm. It's because of the Eagles. And last year, we experienced collectively the biggest thing ever in Philadelphia sports.
Yeah.
We saw the Eagles go from nowhere
right up Broad Street, to the Art Museum.
She was Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
And then when that Lombardi, when you got that first look of the Lombardi trophy when it came by, and a sunny day, yes. Cold, you're going, oh my God, you're kidding, right? It is real.
Yes.
The Eagles do have the trophy.
So here's my question. So my question is this. How have we changed as a fan base? What impact did it have last year? What's the lasting change?
I'll answer the question after break, because I think there is an impact, but I think it only impacts one of the four teams, and that's the Eagles. I'll tell you why. All right?
Really?
Uh-huh. I think that's the only team it has impacted this point.
You know, of something like that, such a momentous happening has to change us.
Oh, yeah. It's
got to change us in a way.
Yeah, when you cross off the biggest thing on your list, it changes you.
I mean, that's a bucket list item. And that was a bucket list item.
It was at the top of your list.
You know, that's a life-altering situation. It really is. It's a life-altering occasion, I should say.
Well, think about how many people didn't get to see it. What did they always say? Before I die, I just want to see a Super Bowl.
Right, and how many shout-out to my Uncle John,
yep.
Who died...
You know, 2 years ago and didn't see this. It was his dying wish. Yeah, you're right. And
I mean, that's a life-altering occasion. You said it, cross off the bucket list.
Yeah. I don't know what's on the list now. I got to figure that out. There's a few things I need to see on my bucket list. I was too young to see the cup when it came up Broad Street 2 years in a row. I was too young. Well, I mean, I remember the Sixers parade in 83. I remember the Phillies parade in 80.
Wow, you're 08. You remember the Phillies parade.
I worked. I was at the station all day. You guys were down there gallivanting around.
I'm talking about. I worked. I wasn't partying. I wasn't drinking.
You're just partying while
I was
watching.
Atop the Union League, looking down at the parade. Yeah.
6-1-0.
I might have had a bottle of champagne.
Might have. 6-1-0-6-3-2-0-9-7-5.
I might have guzzled some during breaks.
This is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. He guzzled some.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Oh, Daddy.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right.
He's hot. Damn hot.
Where's that from, Andrew?
Good morning, Vietnam.
Okay.
Hit the Bring the Heat line at 610-771-9751. So the people in up north in Wisconsin and Chicago and through the Midwest would love some heat right about now, because it's epically cold. Minus 34 wind chill I saw just now in Chicago. Oh, man.
Minus 23 actual.
Actual.
That's frightening.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see what we got today.
Anthony, Jason, listen, I was really pumped up for this game, Sixers and Lakers. I didn't know it was a nationally televised game. But as I'm watching and listening, this must be the worst commentary I've ever heard in my life. Who the f*** these guys? This is freaking terrible, man.
I agree.
Yeah, that's the player broadcast.
Yeah, when lacked structure, you need to have the straight man.
Yes.
Needs to be there to tee it up.
Keep it moving. Once in a while or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised that you liked it.
I don't mind it. I'm in between you two.
Yeah, you didn't dislike it, you didn't love it.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, whatever.
You're like Switzerland on this.
Yeah. Which is rare for me.
Yeah.
You know what? Yesterday was the perfect game for it, too, because it was like a 20-point win. Like, if it came down to the wire,
and you
didn't have, you know, Kevin Harlan, then that's probably a problem. But yesterday was the perfect game for it.
I agree.
It would have been, what if it was like that OKC game at home or the Houston game?
Mm-hmm.
And that
that's right.
The drama to set the stage.
I guess I phrased yesterday's call a little wrong, but, like, I absolutely believe Simmons is a point guard. But I guess what my question should have been is, what competitive team has a point guard that isn't a quote-unquote combo guard other than the Sixers? And that's not meant to denigrate Simmons. That's a testament to the fact that he does all the traditional aspects of the position so well.
Wow, that's awesome, though. So thank you for calling back, brother. I appreciate that.
And that's exactly right.
I appreciate that. Well, look, I mean, again, you're not wrong. I've never said you were wrong. I mean, that's a style for most teams. If you look at the Rockets, right, that's Harden bears both scoring and facilitating role. The Warriors, it's so hard because they're so good at what they do, right? Like, there's so many stars. So they don't have a traditional point guard because they're built with Steph as a shooter and really not, they all facilitate. Like, that's why Draymond Green will lead them in assists a lot of nights. So they're unique in that way. If I give you a team, like last year they go to the final. Rozier is a point guard. He's a point guard.
Yeah.
He did a little scoring, take it to the basket. But by and large, he's a point guard. Now, he was a young player forced into that role. You would go more traditional. You know, OKC is a different animal, too, because of Westbrook. But you don't have to have that as a, I think, as a, this is how we're going to build our team. You can have a point guard that does all those point guard duties and gets to the rim with his proclivity.
Rangers suck. Let's go. Solely the goalie. Carter Hart, the post tandem goalie combo of all time. Let's go. Let's go, Flyers.
Oh, I love it, too. So many people last. I get all these tweets. Ah, there's your tandem of the future. Stoli and Carter Hart. Well, you'll never tandem those two guys together because you want a veteran that can give you 25 to 30 a year games, and you want a young goalie to have a veteran to lean on in those times when it gets tough.
Yeah.
A guy that's gone through it.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, yeah, for a night, that's all.
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
I mean, nobody's saying he's...
Well, a lot of people were, but, you know, they get caught up in 38 saves. Oh, see, we finally found two goalies. Well, I mean, guy went into that game last night with a whopping .880 save percentage.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Not good.
When Carter Hart, next year, Carter Hart, your number one.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the backup is, give me your split.
Allocation of games of the 82. The backup should play 25 to 30, in my estimate, in his second year.
Right.
You know, when he gets a little older, you maybe give him a little more, but you don't want to ride a goalie in the ground, especially if you're going to be a playoff
team. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like Holtby played too much a couple of years ago.
And that's why he's been struggling, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you play too much, you're going to wear down.
I agree with that.
That's playoffs, like in the NBA, too.
I agree. It's not the days of Wayne Stevenson playing two games or are done.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, Brodeur played like 75. Right. It was crazy. You know, you can't do that anymore.
Who's Chico Resch play like three games?
Glenn Chico Resch? He's still a goalie coach in the league.
Yeah, I know. I saw him. I didn't even think of him.
Fossil.
Why in God's name in hell is Kevin McHale broadcasting a 60 game?
Oh, it's the worst.
That is a borderline violation. I only got four words to say about this. You, Kevin McHale.
Yeah, I hate Kevin McHale, too.
Yeah, I don't particularly like what he brings to the table because he uses guys' nicknames and stuff. Remember Big Al last year? And you're the Sixers.
I hate him.
You need unbiased announcers, and he's clearly biased.
Dude, it was the worst back in the day when we were kids, and they had Tom Heinsohn calling Sixers Celtics games.
It's a violation.
That blob.
Blob.
He used to come on, and he used to kill the Sixers. I can't stand him.
Ben is like a monarch butterfly. He's got he's at like the his cocoon. He's like in the pupa stage, and eventually his wings are gonna. It's gonna be beautiful when he develops the whole game. Give him time, like a Cabernet.
My kind of guy, right there. Going butterfly
pupa stage.
Yeah, I love that. Going pupa stage. It's my kind of guy. That's a great analogy.
I would like to personally apologize to Jim from Havertown if he thought I was dumping on him. This is Jim from Havertown, and relaying my story from the other night. I wasn't doing that, and I could see where he took that perspective. So, Jim from Havertown, I apologize. There was no disrespect. I was just sharing a story.
Okay. I got an apology.
Look at that. See, we have a meaning. We're giving closure to two gyms.
Well, he did a good job apologizing. He didn't say, if I offended you, I apologize. He just apologized.
Yeah, the two gyms come together.
And said, I can see it and see why you would have taken it that way. He put himself in the other shoes. See, a lot of people, I hate when people apologize and go, well, if I offended you, I'm sorry. Well, that's not an apology. You know what I mean?
I'm laughing too. Mikey Miss just texted me.
What did he have to say?
Cut the season to 10 games and the starting goalie can play 7.
His level of hockey hate knows no bounds.
He's just busting him.
Oh, my God. He's such a troll for hockey fans. Just because he couldn't skate. Dan and Colin, what's next?
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with the old Mother Nature. So I looked at the forecast for tomorrow, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. Like, I get winter comes, and you're going to get 30, 20, even 15. But 1 degree, 2 degrees, I'm not built for this. It's actually so bad that I went and booked a trip to Disney World in a month because I just can't do this anymore.
Well, just be happy you're not in Chicago.
Yeah, brother, look, I hear you. It's miserable. But it could be a lot worse. Like, all this could be snow. We could be buried right now.
Yeah. Oof.
No, we didn't get any snow.
No. I mean, we got a little bit out by me last night.
Yeah, but you know, you remember a couple years ago, we got those ridiculous storms.
Yeah, a 16-inch to 18-inch storm. Yeah, I mean, you're just buried underneath it.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, further out west in the state, they got more. A guy that I coach with got a bunch. I only got a dusting, and they gave my kids a 2-hour delay. Mm. Oh, what's with the 2-hour delay? I got in the car this morning. I was fine. Roads were fine. I know they want to be cautious, and I understand that. That's to bring the heat.
Yeah, take the kids out on the slick, icy roads. Go ahead.
Well, that other storm in November, I think, has them working even more cautious because that storm came in earlier than people thought.
Right.
I mean, my kids didn't get home until 6 o'clock that night because they couldn't get anywhere. It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. All right, let's get back to the phones. Go to Dan in Collingswood on the Fanatic. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Sixers question, and then Jason, I have I want to talk to you about those Ted Bundy tapes. With the Sixers, my question. Okay, great. Kevin Love's a rumor. Through
holidays,
remember, but what are they
going to
give up?
Yeah, with Love, not much, brother, because they just want to get the rest of his salary off the books. He's up at the end of the year, so you can get him cheap.
Oh, okay, excellent. So, Jason, you watched those Ted Bundy?
Yeah, I finished it yesterday.
I've been watched it Friday night, the whole thing, and we're all in the same age group, I think, and I kind of remember him, and, you know, I remember the execution, but I remember him when it was all going on. Here's what I forgot. Dude had 2 prison escapes, and on the second one, he was on the loose for weeks.
45 days, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and when they found him in Florida, it was days before they knew who he was, which you think of today's technology, that's amazing.
Yeah, he wouldn't say who he was.
Wow.
And he went on a spree when he was in Florida.
Yep.
That's where he ultimately was convicted and got the death penalty in
Damn.
2 separate murder cases. He murdered the 2 Chi Omega girls, and then he murdered a young girl and got dual death sentences. They tried the second one because if the first one got commuted, he would still have the second one because they wanted him to get to the chair.
But it's just amazing how long it took them to figure it out. I go by today, you know, you'll know yesterday who it was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they didn't have the technology. You know, they didn't have, you know, the same computerized systems to find out who guys were that were on the lam. Hey, how about the fact that he went to a Michigan football game at Notre Dame?
Yep. Got on airplanes.
That's outrageous. He went to Michigan, Notre Dame. That's unbelievable.
He stopped and saw a game at Notre Dame on the way.
That's crazy.
And he almost got in a fight in a bar with Michigan people because he was a fan of the other squad.
Yeah, but after I watched that, guys, I mean, Anthony, you were asking Jason how you felt. I needed a hot shower and, like, drink some warm milk because it freaked me out.
I could see that, brother. I could see that, Danny.
Disturbing, I mean.
Yeah, I can see.
Things disturbing.
It does. Freak you out. Mikey Miss, better yet, play 50 games and have the goalie blindfolded for 25 of them.
Okay, then why don't we just play 10 baseball games?
Oh, jeez.
The ball's on him to rip a sport that that consistently makes changes to the game, and he watches baseball and doesn't think anything needs to stay. It's timeless. Well, it's going to be timeless, and nobody's going to give a crap, so how about that? Take your hate.
Totally satisfied, sexually.
You two going at it is
what he's a closed-minded fool about.
One of my favorite things.
But he's an ass about it. Just because he doesn't like the sport, and he'll go, oh, I covered it.
Listen, I've always said this. He's a great hockey man. He knows the game.
A guy who says that they should play 10 games is not a great hockey man.
He's yanking your chain.
No, he's not mad yanking. He's sending it to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.